The Washoe County Health District is conducting its first antibody study to learn the prevalence of COVID-19 in the general population. This requires a blood test that looks for antibodies, which are the body's immune response to a past infection. As KUNR's On Gray reports, getting a representative sample of the county for the study is a complex process.
To determine the prevalence or percentage of people in Washoe who might have been infected with COVID-19, an antibody study is needed on a sample size that can be representative of the general population. So in late May, Washoe's health district mailed more than 1,000 invitations to randomly selected households. Heather Kerwin is the epidemiology program manager. She says as part of the study, a survey with questions related to health and demographics was also administered in English and Spanish.
We weight population demographic factors against our survey participants to make sure that we're accounting for disparate participation by age, by gender, by race, ethnicity. We'll even try and pull in income if we can.
Letters were sent throughout the county, but snail mail proved to be a challenge.
It has been taking a little bit longer for mail delivery. People were not going to and from work. And so sometimes people were not in their normal habit and pattern of checking their mail regularly, is what we had heard.
The county is divided into 173 census blocks, and about 7 households from many blocks were randomly selected to receive an invitation. Then one adult per household could choose to get the serology test, which detects antibodies in the blood. But responses were not flooding in after the mail letters were sent, so health officials followed up.
Teams went out and knocked on over, I think, 250 household doors, reminding them that they had received a letter. And in some instances, we found, oh, these are not like addresses that nobody could deliver to. Some other barriers that we found in the field, they hadn't even received some of the letters.
The initial goal was to get about 500 people, but they only got 233. Health officials learned some factors may have contributed to fewer participants. More than 100 letters were returned and marked undeliverable. Some people had scheduling conflicts during designated testing days. And Kerwin says some may not have been interested because of growing complacency about the pandemic. Dr. Wei Yang is an epidemiologist with UNR's Community Health Sciences. He helped with the study design. He says researchers can gain insights about how widespread COVID-19 is in the community from this initial study.
But this is just a part of the understanding. We cannot just emphasize too much of a significance because this is just a start.
In studies, generally a larger sample size would yield more precise data. But to be clear, without having completed data analysis from this study yet, Yang says,
I couldn't make conclusions of what the margin of error at this point.
The health district plans to eventually reproduce the study 2 more times. The second study will likely take place in the fall before the start of the cold and flu season. The third, sometime in the spring of next year. The goal is to understand the spread of COVID-19 over time. So far, scientists have not yet concluded whether having antibodies can actually protect against future infections. But for some, having information about past exposures can be useful. Adam Mayberry is the communications manager for the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. He says the agency administered an FDA-approved antibody test to 132 personnel in May.
The majority of them are what we consider our frontline staff, our firefighters, paramedics, captains, battalion chiefs, those that are residency on a daily basis fighting fires, responding to rescue incidents.
14% of tests came back positive for antibodies, but the particular test that was used could detect 4 types of coronaviruses, and COVID-19 was one of them. Even though it wasn't definitive, Mayberry says,
we just felt a real important desire to better understand how the COVID pandemic was impacting our staff, given that we're first responders. It really allowed us to have a better understanding, a general understanding, if in fact they were protected against a coronavirus.
As for the prevalence of COVID-19 in the general population, Washoe's Health District plans to release findings once they become available. The data will provide a more accurate picture of how widespread the virus is in the county. The fatality rate, and a better understanding of how much of the population might have some immunity. For now, researchers estimate only a small percentage of Washoe residents have antibodies. The rate is expected to be in the single digits. On Gray for KUNR News.
This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science at the Reynolds School of Journalism.